Let me share with you a familiar scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let me say before this, we have only one word for love in the English language. There are at least four words in the Greek language which the New Testament was written in, at least most of it. Some of it was Arabic. But the four words for love in the Greek language are, first of all, eros, which we get the word erotic, sensual love. Stoe, which is a friendship, really, I guess you would say. Then there's phileo, which is brotherly love or family type love that gets a little deeper. And then there's agape. Agape is a God-like love, and frankly, that's an impossible love for us as human beings without our being submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and let God love in us and love through us. That's the way agape love can be expressed in us and through us to other people. It's possible, but it's not possible in our human strength. But it is possible when we're yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ, as we are supposed to do. God is a God of mercy, a God of love, and the longer I live, the more I'm impressed by His patience with us all of us. He forgives over and over again. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting, Psalm says. And Jeremiah says that His mercies are new every morning. His grace is abundant, undeserved by us, but given freely to us, and His great love knows no bounds, knows no end. It is expressed for us and to us. We can do nothing to increase it. We can do nothing to decrease it. Perhaps that's the best news of all. We can do nothing that will cause God to love us less than He does. He loves us perfectly. He loves us completely. So in that context, 1 Corinthians 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity, or love, suffers long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. It does not seek its own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. It rejoices in the truth and not in iniquity. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For now we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. And when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. And now abideth these three, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love, agape.